Portfolio activity. During the month, we fully exited our investment in Pershing Square Holdings. The position had been held since 2017 and generated an internal rate of return of 21% versus 9% for the MSCI ACWI Xs, with our universe throwing up some of the most attractive opportunities we have seen in many years. We began reducing our shareholding in Pershing Square Holdings over 2023 to fund investments where we see greater scope for attractive event-driven returns over shorter timeframes. One such example is our position in Bolloré, which shares with Pershing Square Holdings a common exposure in Universal Music Group, and which we added to using a portion of the sale proceeds from Pershing Square Holdings. Since we wrote the company up in the October newsletter, it has been announced that Vivendi, the media conglomerate in which Bolloré owns just shy of a 30% stake, will be broken up into four different businesses in an effort to reduce the sum of the parts discount at which it trades. This is interesting for several reasons. Firstly, this is the only time a Bolloré company has openly and proactively tried to address the issue of a discount. Secondly, and more tangibly, this raises the prospects of further tender offers and simplifications higher up the Bolloré structure. It had previously been our expectation that some or all Bolloré's, soon to be, €6 billion net cash balance would be deployed into Vivendi shares. However, buybacks and tender offers seem probable in the absence of this. The 10% April 2023 tender offer at €6 per share only saw 34% uptake. We believe future tender offers will likely be struck at a meaningfully higher price and view this as a near-term catalyst for the shares. Beyond that, there is scope for further transactions in one of Europe's last Byzantine corporate structures. We believe it is an interesting time to align capital with a flush Vincent Bolloré and that the market is underpricing the potential for value to be unlocked. As well as this, we have been busy elsewhere in the portfolio. In recent months, we have added to existing positions in News Corp and Dieteren. We have slowly started to build a position in a UK conglomerate and have built a starter position in a UK-listed special situation that we came across via one of our existing investments. As well as this, we have established new positions in two London-listed closed-end funds. Thank you for listening.